Good morning. Okay, continuing with Hilchos Sukkah, let's talk about the placement of the schach. So the placement of the schach needs to be such, the quantity of the schach needs to be such, that there is more shade than sun. If it would be that more sun streamed through than there is shade, psula min ha-Torah, that is not a sukkah, even on a d'oraisa level. This is not only just a d'rabbanan, in order to be careful, in order to be cautious. Even if it was, we would still obviously have to be cautious, but nevertheless, this is not considered to be a sukkah. Rashi, interestingly, at the very, very beginning of Masechta Sukkah, seems to suggest that this works through some sort of mechanism of bittul, that once the schach is outnumbered, so to speak, by the amount of sun, by the amount of open airspace, then we don't view either the schach or the shade as actually being extant whatsoever. It has become batel to the overwhelming airspace, the overwhelming sun. Therefore, you have to be sure that you're leaving enough, that you're placing enough. If you're using fresh schach, bear in mind that it starts to dry, and as it dries, it withers and it shrinks somewhat. This is especially true of what they use oftentimes for schach in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe this is true in California also, where they use the fully blossomed palm fronds. What was once a lulav then becomes this massive, massive palm branch, and they're nice and beautiful and fresh, and they cover a lot of space. But as they dry, they shrink. So you got to be careful. You also have to be careful that you don't have a single space within the schach that is open three tefachim, where you have a full three tefachim of airspace that no longer allows the one half of the schach to connect to the other half of the schach. That is a gaping hole that becomes problematic. Potentially, if it runs the entire length of the sukkah, it would cut the sukkah in two. So you want to make sure that that there are no gaps that are larger than three tefachim. If it's smaller than three tefachim, obviously there are going to be holes. Smaller than three tefachim, we apply the principle of lavud, and we say that that they connect to one another. Three handbreadths. So approximately figure 1 foot, about 4 inches to 3.5 inches per tefach, somewhere between 10 and 12 inches, something along those lines. Ideally, it's good to have a little bit of airspace. You don't want to go so far that we have no gaps in the schach whatsoever. It's ideal to have some. So that way we can see these stars. I was talking to somebody yesterday. I don't know that this is ever feasible today, at least where we live, because of light pollution anyway. But I don't think you can see the stars. Maybe you can. You get the right angle. I'm not sure that you can see the stars through the schach mats that we use. Maybe you can, I'm not sure. It's very, very hard to tell because there's so few stars out where we live. Even if it's so thick that you can't see the stars, that's still a perfectly kosher sukkah. You do need to be very cautious if it's so thick, that even if a lot of rain would fall, it would not inundate the sukkah. That's actually problematic. That becomes almost like a home, and therefore that would be puzzle. So we don't want like a thatched roof type. We want to use the kinds of things that we usually use, bamboo poles, fairly sparse foliage and the like, all kosher, of course, for schach. Everyone have a wonderful day.